Welcome to the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show, brought to you by the Sports Department of the Sentinel Record. My name is James Lee, and today I'll be summing up this week's football results. With most of the schools in the county playing in Week Zero, there were only three games involving Garland County teams this week: Hot Springs at Lake Hamilton, Malvern at Lakeside, and Dirks at Jesseville. Hot Springs traveled to Piercy to take on Lake Hamilton, and the Wolves took control from the very start. Justin Crutchmer returned the opening kickoff 80 yards for a touchdown to kick off a 41-0 shutout for Lake Hamilton. Hertz had two field goals, 28 yards and 27 yards. Crutchmer scored a second touchdown on a 65-yard run. Kendrick Martin had a 10-yard TD run. And Grant Bearden found Gavin Robbins for a 29-yard touchdown pass to set the final, with 5:40 left in the first half. Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin was beyond pleased with his team's performance.
I thought all three phases we did a great job tonight. I thought, kicking game, of course, coming off with kickoff return right off the bat, and then, defense with the interception return for a touchdown, and then just rolled from there. I thought our kids overall just played great all night long, and so that was good to come off that going into conference play.
While the Trojans did have a few highlights defensively, with Michael Jackson picking up 9 solo and 2 assisted tackles, head coach Daryl Burnett was not happy with the outcome.
You can't give up what I think was 17 points on defense and lose 41-0, man. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Offense, we didn't do work the crowd. Special teams, we came out the first kickoff, a few guys jogging, and then they pop one. They're a good team, but I don't care what the score is. I still think our guys are good too.
Sure.
That's why it's frustrating. If we suck, you deserve to get whooped like that. But we got too good of a kid.
On the other side of the county, Lakeside picked up its first win of the season as the Rams took a 49-14 win over the visiting Malvern Leopards. With lightning delays pushing the start of the game back to 7:30 p.m., neither team managed to score early, Malvern denying the Rams through the red zone in their first two attempts. Lakeside finally got on the scoreboard as quarterback Jordan Mills found Brock Gardner over the middle of the field for a 51-yard touchdown pass and the early lead. Lakeside struck again in the second quarter as Mills found Kyler Wolf on an out route. Wolf then pitched the ball back to Braylon Russell, who sprinted down the left side to make it 14-0 at the half. Mills was 14 for 23 passing for 348 yards and 5 touchdowns, while Russell had 14 carries for 112 yards and 2 scores of his own. Chase Cross snagged 5 passes for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game. Rams head coach Jared McBride was pleased with the way his team performed after the team struggled in its first two games.
It was very important for us. We've been fighting hard, trying to get better, and we have. And our kids are awesome at just playing and practicing and doing what we're asking them to do. So very proud of them, proud of our coaches for having the off week last week, kind of in the middle of the week, and then turning our focus this week and knowing that we needed to get better and to keep winning or get a win, and we did.
The Rams will continue their homestand this week as they host the Camden Fairview Cardinals to open 5A South play, while the Leopards head up Interstate 30 to face the Bauxite Miners to open 4A 7 play. The Jesseville Lions may have gotten an unexpected break last week after COVID-19 left the team unable to take the field at Mount Ida, but they quickly shook off the cobwebs. Running back Matthew Huff scored 5 touchdowns to lead the Lions to a 48-33 win over the Dirks Outlaws Friday night at Don Phillips Field. Huff ran the ball into the end zone 3 times and caught 2 touchdown passes from quarterback Carson Hare. Hare also had 2 rushing scores and a 2-point conversion in the win. Dirks got things going early, scoring first en route to a 12-7 lead after 12 minutes of play. But Huff ran the ball in from the 10 in the final minute of the half to take a 13-12 lead into intermission. The Lions did not relinquish their lead, taking a 28-27 edge into the fourth before scoring 3 more touchdowns in the final 12 minutes. Head coach TJ Burke was not available for comment this week, but I'm certain that he is pleased to see his team back on an even keel after it lost to Haskell Harmony Grove in week 1. Thank you for listening to our weekly scoreboard show here on Garland County Locker Room. Our next episode will be released Monday as Christian and Colin spoke with Lakeside Volleyball head coach Rhonda Thigpen. If you like our content, please subscribe so the podcast will be delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. If you have any comments or suggestions for future shows, send us an email at sports@hotsr.com.